Now for a few of your letters. The piece that ended last week's show was one of mine from a few years back about movie blurbs. In it, a reviewer named Andrew Johnston, then of Us Weekly, said that reviewers in small market media will say anything to get their names onto ads. Sheila Abrams of Schooley's Mountain, New Jersey, took offense. She writes, "As a longtime arts writer and editor for local weekly papers, I can say that it ain't necessarily so. Maybe since my outlets are so small, nobody cares enough to offer me bribes, but it wouldn't work if they did, because I care what my readers think of my judgment." And finally, Amelia Heath, Ross Day, Reed Vanderberg, Peter Gunn, Pete Wells, Tom Heckler, Jay Lister, Dan Cahoon, Justin Henderson, and David Tellickson all sent emails to chastise me for saying Willamette, when of course I should have said Willamette in the great state of Oregon. Just kidding. Oregon. I know, it's Oregon. Oregon, I know. And keep those emails from Oregon and everywhere else coming in to onthemedia@wnyc.org. And please don't forget to tell us where in Oregon you live and how to pronounce your name.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.